If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're talking about Juan Soto, who returns to Citi Field for tonight's series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. He is batting third again. They tried that on Wednesday, and I don't want to say it worked because he had a sacrifice fly, struck out a bunch of times, but the Mets did win. Carlos Mendoza before the game fielding a lot of questions, including a very interesting one. Sean, explain this situation so we can hear what Mendy had to say.
Okay, so we're going to hear the question in context, but it is going to be about, hey, dealing with Juan Soto, you're friends with Aaron Boone. He was a Yankee for the first time last year. Have you spoken to Aaron Boone on how to handle a guy like Juan Soto in his first year in a place? So I thought the answer was interesting. Here we go.
Soto's been the new kid a couple times last year with the Yankees especially. Have you talked to Boone about how long it took Soto to settle in or anything like that? Just, what Aaron Boone learned from Soto being new in this market and new on a team last year?
Yeah, I think he's been in different teams, right? But what's new is the contract. That's the biggest difference here. This is a guy that, everybody knows, right? The type of money and all that went in the off season. And honestly, for me, I feel like the frustrations that he's not coming through for the team, especially with runners in scoring position, I feel like if that ball in San Luis goes out, he's a 3-run homer. I think there was another one. So there's been three or four where probably a difference here. And maybe sometimes that gets to him because he's such a competitor, and he wants to perform. And he feels like he's not producing the way he's capable. But when you look at the underlying knowing, that's what we keep saying, hey, man, just keep hitting the ball hard. Keep hitting the ball hard. But as far as conversations with Boone and all that, I have some of them in the offseason. But everything that they told me is what we're seeing. Great guy, competes, cares, great teammate, and obviously a great player.
What do you think of that?
I think he's honest, at the very least.
I can't believe he brought up the contract without being provoked. That's the first thing that jumped out at me. They didn't ask him about the contract. He brought it up.
But that's what it is.
Right, but I'm surprised he said that.
Yeah, but that's what it is, though. And so what else could it be? What else could be making Juan Soto feel, not Juan Soto? Not having fun, not enjoying what he's doing. It's because he wants to live up to this massive number that he's getting paid every year. And the fact that Mendy brings that up just flatly.
Right away.
It's interesting.
Because it's a good question on, the adjustment to a new locker room, something he's gotten used to from the trade to San Diego to the trade to the Yankees and now signing with the Mets. This is not something new for him, joining a new roster, a new team, a new family. So how's that adjustment?
Yeah, and it's not the pressure of New York City.
It's the pressure of the contract.
Exactly.
And Mendy said it. And look, the only thing you could do is eventually fight through it, start hitting, start performing, and not have it be a thing. The contract's always going to be there. Carlos Beltran, it's similar because Beltran, I know it's not $765 million, but when he signed the contract with the Mets for, $119 million, it was a mega contract.
Yeah,
he was the
then,
biggest free agent out there, and it was a part of it. And all you know, all you can hear to know he's a part of it is that when Beltran would strike out or ground into a double play, same thing with Soto, fans will stand up and scream the amount of money the guy is making. We didn't pay $119 million for this crap. So it's kind of the same thing in that you're facing the heat and the pressure of the contract right. that you signed.
And the fan can say that because they're subsidizing a big part of it.
Yeah, damn right. I think the biggest adjustment we have to make as Met fans is when they signed Soto to this contract, we all assumed that because he played in New York with the Yankees and was so successful for 1 year, that he wasn't going to go through your typical New York new contract pressures.
Yeah.
And he has. He's been like everyone else who's come to this town.
But I don't, I mean, I think the New York thing is how much you want to listen to the noise, right? How much, because it's just a lot. It's not like it's different. It's not like the beat writers in San Diego are going to say different things than the guys in New York. It's just that there's so much of it. And so if it's one thing, it's going to be 30 of the same thing over and over and over and over again. And so you just can't escape it, especially in today's world. But to me, I don't think it's that with Juan Soto. I think he's trying to find a way to be the leader that his contract tells him he's supposed to be. And he's not doing it. And so he's frustrated by it.
Let's go. And we're all frustrated, aren't we? Let's go.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Go to Ozzy in Woodridge. What's up, Oz?
Ozzy.
Hey, guys, Evan, Tiki, Sean, you're doing a great job, you three, creating good vibes. That's what New York needs right now. You're doing a great job.
Are you giving us a motivational speech?
Yeah, like, what's going on? Are you doing, like, a loogie imitation or something?
Yeah. Listen, Tommy, you're having a rough day, the first caller of the day doubting you right off the bat. Put your positivity pea shooter away. I got you, bro. No biggie. All right? I got you, man.
Wow.
We're here. Look, the sun is out. Ushering in orange and blue skies for tonight, Tommy.
You've actually left Tommy speechless. He has nothing to say. He's just letting you take over.
Cat. OG. When you're at the line or Bickerbocker and on the bench, R-E-L-A-X, relax. Save that energy and use it on the defensive end, maybe. Pretend like you're guarding OG or OG, you're guarding Cat. You hate each other. Put that towards the offensive player. Come on, guys. We need you. And the starting five, you're still the best in the league. Mikhail, Josh, OG, Jalen, Kat, who cares that 2 out of 5 of you are perhaps the worst defensive players in the league? I don't care about the defensive end. I don't care. You're still the best starting five on the offensive end. We got this. put the game one choke behind you, just like Evan put the throat meat chokes behind him months ago when he got that surgery.
That is true.
That was good.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Wow.
Any response? You know, Tommy, I think Positive Ozzy may take over your shtick. I think he's got you.
No biggie. No biggie, Tommy. We here. New York, stand up. Let's go, cat.
I think you've hit all of them except for Bing Bong. That was the one thing you left out.
Positive Tommy.
Good job there, Oz. We appreciate that. I think that'll rile up the Knicks fans and get them get ready to go for tonight's action.
That was very motivating by Oz.
That was. And it kind of did sound like Tommy. I could kind of hear it.
He got the voice going. Uh-huh. I'm pumped up for Knicks basketball. Yeah. Damage.
Yeah. We think Gio's the only one who does good imitations around here. Ozzy's got a loogie all down pat. Let's go to Robin Patchogue. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, guys? Appreciate you taking my call. Love your guys' show.
Thank you, man.
In regards to the Knicks game two tonight, huge game. I've been listening to their, you know, radio the past few days, and a lot of Knicks fans down the dumps. I don't think that we're down the dumps because, you know, because we lost the game at home. We lost the game at home to the Pistons, lost the game at home to the Celtics. Don't think we're down the dumps because we blew a double-digit lead. We blew a double-digit lead to the Pistons. It's because for the first time in these playoffs, we are down in a series. But tonight is the night we come back. We're going to tie this thing up. We're going to go into Indy just like we did against the Pistons, 1-1. And we're going to take at least, we're going to split there. And then it's a three-game series, two games at home. And tonight, we got a generational talent in the building. And Tommy Lugauer is going to lead the Knicks to victory.
Yeah!
Let's Lugie!
Let's get him!
Getting all this love, Lugie.
Do you
Luginator.
Feel, do you feel pressure that if the Knicks don't win tonight, you're actually going to be viewed as the opposite? Because you were in the building for Game 5 in Boston with me. So if you lose tonight, you drop under 500 at Madison Square, or under 500 at Knicks playoff games.
Positive Tommy feels no pressure. He does not sweat. He doesn't have pores. He doesn't feel anxiety or any type of, you know, added on weight on his shoulders. He already has the weight of the world on his shoulders. We will deliver a victory tonight. I'm positive about it.
I believe that if the Knicks lose tonight, you're banned from the Garden for the rest
of
the
playoffs. Well, you don't make those... You don't make
no, that's why I said I believe. I didn't.
Well, what, is, not, what does you believe have? What does
I that believe
mean?
That for the Knicks fan who is rallying around you, that you are doing everything to get them to advance. And I think that if you bring bad luck tonight and another loss at Madison Square Garden, you have to look at the bigger picture more so than your own, you know, enjoyment. I think you got to step away from going to Madison Square Garden. And I will take over Game 5. I will then take the positive mantra.
No,
into
no, we don't. We don't need or want you. I think at that point, I would be needed more than ever. Because I think that what people don't realize about Positive Tommy is you can never keep Positive Tommy down for very long. One would say I'm unkillable. And even when you think, oh man, the positivity's out of the air, that's when you need me the most.
He loves doing that unkillable thing.
I'm waiting for could BT one time acknowledge it? You know he's listening.
No, he's not.
I'm obviously joking. He never says anything.
He doesn't hear it. He doesn't care.
Right, what well, I do find amazing from Tommy here is he said he doesn't sweat. He doesn't have pores. We're also learning he apparently is not one of the pores. How is he getting in the building tonight? Collective fees on tickets for well, Tommy.
How are you getting in the building tonight?
Simple.
Another freebie?
None you. None of your business. Don't worry about it.
Wow. Tiki, how's he getting in the building tonight?
I know, but he said none of you, so it's none of your business.
Okay, so someone's giving him a free ticket.
Didn't your mama ever tell you to mind your own business?
Mind you.
I think it's pretty obvious. There is another listener, or maybe the same listener, giving you a ticket to come to Madison Square Garden tonight. And that's good for you, man. I'm just saying, if they lose tonight, I
will. Well, I've already made plans to be at the Garden for Game 4. Now you're asking yourself, how would I be there? They're in Indiana.
Are they opening it up for a watch party?
At the actual, you know, in the
That's
arena.
That's pretty cool.
So I will be there as well, and you can't, like, cancel for me. I've already said yes to these plans.
No, no, I don't think that one counts as much.
That you don't think counts?
Nah.
Okay. Why doesn't that count?
Because you're not at the actual game. You're just watching the game at a different location. So I think being inside the Garden to watch a road game, I got no issue with that. I think if they lose tonight, though, and you were in the building for Game 2, I think he's got to humbly excuse himself from attempting to go to Game 5. And don't worry, I got it. I will take over from here.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.